Trump campaign lawsuit challenges Dominion voting machine counts in Michigan. By Charlie Spiering on November 11, 2020. A Trump campaign lawsuit in the state of Michigan challenges ballots tabulated using Dominion voting equipment on Election Day. The lawsuit cites the well-publicized incident in Antrim County of a Dominion voting machine mistakenly counting thousands of extra votes for former Vice President Joe Biden instead of President Donald Trump. The lawsuit asks that campaign challengers be physically present to observe and confirm the accuracy of the equipment Wayne County used to tabulate the votes on Election Day. Ballots that were tabulated with defective or malfunctioning tabulating machines or software must be excluded from the tally or hand-counted to confirm they are accurately counted and may be included in any certified canvas, the lawsuit reads. In a statement, Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson said the issue was an isolated user error and the result of a failure to update the media drives for the vote tabulators. But the Trump campaign was not satisfied with Benson's explanation. Her statement failed to provide any coherent explanation of how the Dominion voting system's software and vote tabulators produced such a massive miscount, the lawsuit reads. Wayne County, which includes the city of Detroit, uses the same Dominion voting tabulating system, according to the Trump campaign. We want to make sure that no vote tally includes fraudulently or unlawfully cast ballots. Ballots tabulated by the Dominion tabulating software until that software is validated. And that any ballots received after Election Day, both potentially postdated or predated, need to be reviewed before that time, Trump campaign general counsel Matt Morgan said in a call with reporters. We also ask through our lawsuit that we're able to determine the accuracy of the tabulating equipment or software used in Michigan, he added. Campaign officials noted that the error was easy to catch in a smaller county like Antrim County, but questioned whether it was possible to detect in large counties of voters such as Wayne County. The lawsuit also notes that Wayne County officials refused to test all of their machines with a representative from the Trump campaign physically present. Instead, the lawsuit claims, officials only allowed one test of one machine on a Zoom video call with a Trump campaign observer. The lawsuit asks the Wayne County Board of Canvassers not to certify any ballots processed with the Dominion tabulating equipment without proving that each machine is accurate. There are so many irregularities in Wayne County. It was pervasive, Republican election lawyer Thor Hearn said, citing more than 100 sworn affidavits of witnesses citing credible concerns about the voting and counting process. The lawsuit also revisits the issue of voting officials in Wayne County blocking Trump campaign vote challengers from watching the counting process, and even cheering when they were escorted from the premises. Also of concern are the voters in the system with the birth date January 1, 1900. Detroit's Director of Elections George Azuz defended the practice as a temporary placeholder for absentee ballots received just before Election Day. Obviously, that is not a correct entry into the book, and we need to validate those voters, Morgan said. The lawsuit also seeks access to video footage of unattended ballot boxes to make sure that no illegal activity was recorded at the sites. The lawsuit also cites accounts of election officials predating ineligible ballots so that they would count in the election.